You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. Singer-songwriter Andra Day put out her first record in August 2015. Since then, she's been invited by the Obamas to perform at the White House on multiple occasions, and her record was nominated for a Grammy for Best R&B Album. In this episode, Andra breaks down her song Forever Mine, along with the track's producer, Rob Kleiner.
Play so many times before, and there ain't nothing to brag about. I am Andra Day, and I co-wrote Forever Mine.
I'm Rob Kleiner. I co-wrote and produced the song with Andra. Even before I had learned that I might be able to co-write with Andra, there was kind of this cool buzz going on. She had just signed to Warner, and she was doing some showcases. And I was like, whoa, I hope I get to work with her. And then, you know, lucky enough, it happened. And yeah, they put us together for a reason. It sounded like a great musical fit. A lot of the work I had done before that was like soul-inspired and a little bit of hip-hop.
Yeah, it was sort of the mix of, the one thing I wanted was the mix of the old and the new. So it was kind of like, all right, cool, let's do this. I told Rob, I'm like, I love the Flamingos and I love the song, I Only Have Eyes for You.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
And so that was really sort of the prototype for the song. And so I was like, I only have eyes for you, but I want it current. I want it with a little bit of like, you know, like hip hop.
If you break down the Flamingos track, it's this 50s doo-wop thing, which has a lot of similarities to a lot of 50 doo-wop songs, especially that triplet piano. And that's a cool thing that you don't really hear a lot in modern music. So it's like, well, I got to do something like that. The piano happens to be a MIDI piano. One thing you get good at being a bedroom producer is making MIDI stuff sound real, and especially when you're going for like a cool vintage sound like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good piano player, but the triplets are so easy because they just kind of hang on C and they modulate a little bit. So I was able to, with my very limited piano skills, keep the triplet going, and then I wrote the bass line with my left hand, which later is played on the bass, not on the piano. That bass line is like a upright bass sample and then like me playing an actual bass on top of that. So it's kind of both fake and real.
It's sort of like 90s sort of garage Wu-Tang hip-hop sounding drums.
You know, a lot of those 50s style drum beats are kind of like hip-hop-esque. They're not all that different. The thing that makes this, I guess, modern to my ears is especially these drums. They have this kind of sampled, chewed up quality in their tone. It loops in this four bar fashion with these weird imperfections and air cutting in and out between the hits and stuff like that. That's what really gives it, I guess, this modern feel to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had almost the entire track done by the time Andra came, you know, at noon the next day.
Yeah. And then he played it for me and I was like, oh my gosh. It's everything I imagined and wanted it to be. That is awesome.
And I had the title Forever Mine.
Yeah, he came in, he's like, I have this. Be forever. was like, bomb, I'm with it.
Lyrically and melodically, Andra came up with pretty much the rest of it.
I'll write tons of lyrics and lyrics and lyrics and lyrics. The challenging part for me is actually to narrow down what's the concept and what's the line. You know what I mean? So it was actually really helpful. Be Forever Mine, you know, something really simple. And let's just figure it out from there.
My heart has been a chessboard, making moves and losing out.
You know, when I heard the title Be Forever Mine, I asked the question, what does that mean to me? And then it's, you know, something I never want to let go of. Like the one thing, if I lose everything, what's the one thing that I want to hang on to? And it was my relationship with God.
'Cause now I'm lost up in the clouds.
In my mind, it was a love song to God, where I went from trying to find love in all these unhealthy places and then finally discovering this love that made me feel whole. And so that's kind of the place that it came from, that sort of healing relationship, you know what I mean?
I'm super lucky to get to write with like some of the best vocalists on the planet. With Andra, it's the vocal production is hitting record and sitting back. Like that's about all there is to it. And if you notice in the hooks of the song, there's no copy and paste. She sings each hook totally different on each one, which is really cool to me also, because like how many pop songs aren't just copied and pasted?
I just want you to be forever mine. I just want you to be forever mine. I just want you to be forever mine.
I think I like the aspect of that because, you know, back in the day, it was like on tape, it was sort of like, you better get the take. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you better get it right, and you do. But I think for me, if there's little changes in music as the song progresses, if it builds, like that's exciting to me as a listener. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of where that came from as well.
You know, we were working on the verses for a while, and I think the last thing you wrote was the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, when a songwriter and producer in a session, a really normal thing to do is you have like a melodic idea, but you don't have the lyrics yet. The lyrics can take quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. So you'll sing a mumble just to get the melody idea down.
Yeah.
And I remember her mumbling the bridge.
I think something could be like, something I want and I walk on the floor. Give me the money and you give me the more. And it doesn't ever know. But something we don't ever know. I want to be whatever. Oh, is it around? Whatever. Mine, oh,
And I remember hearing that, and I mean, basically, like my mind exploded. And even now, that's like the greatest part of the song to me,
that's
the
my
bridge.
Favorite.
The way that you move, never seen it before. Looking for my heck, can't find it no more. You ransom my heart, and I get the reward. Winning the crown like a Trojan horse. I come back every time. You got me shook like the mob when they rhyme. Come out of nowhere, come blessing my life. I just want you to be forever mine. Whoa.
In this part, I want the rap feel, but I can't rap. Like if I try to rap, the tone of my voice is just so like, girl, come on, this is not Sesame Street. So I was like, I gotta sing this, whatever, you know. And so sort of like, okay, I have to write this in a way that it feels like rapping, you know what I'm saying, because I love hip-hop. And so I was like, okay, let me put references in there. The lyrics are, I come back every time. You got me shook like the mob when they rhyme. That's the Mobb Deep reference, because I love that song, Shook Ones by Mobb Deep. So I was like, how do I put this in here?
So some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones.
Hey, shout out to Mobb Deep.
I come back every time. You got me shook like the mob when they rhyme. Come out of nowhere, come blessing my life. I just want you to be forever mine. Whoa.
It's hip-hop and it's doo-wop.
And now, here's Forever Mine by Andra Day in its entirety.
Been a chessboard, making moves and losing out. Played so many times. nothing I can sing now that ain't been sung before. Oh, but your love is a standout, so go on ahead and take the floor. My heart can't find it no more. You ransom my heart and I get the reward. Winning the ground like a Trojan horse. I'm back, back, back every time. You got me shook like the mob when they rhyme. Come out of nowhere, come back to my life. I just want you to be forever mine.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Andra Day and her music, including a link to buy the song Forever Mine and to watch the music video. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia.